Today's show is presented by Freddie,
Georgia,
Molly,
Gwen,
Alice,
Mason,
Ethan,
and Maya.
In this programme, we are going to be reporting on some of the things that have been happening at Tiverton this term.
We've also been thinking about things we'd like to try now that lockdown is over.
And we've got a competition for you. Can you guess our mystery sound?
TH Radio!
It's been great getting back to normal this term. We've missed out on a lot of activities in the past year, so now it's time to be adventurous. We asked each other what we'd like to try and what we dreamt of doing in the future.
What sporty thing would you like to try and why?
I would like to try maypole dancing because it just sounds cool.
I would like to do cricket, like in a big field with space with nobody there so I don't hit them when I hit the ball.
I would like to try rock climbing because it sounds really cool and I did do it once but I was really scared.
I would like to try basketball because I sometimes try to do it but I'm not very good, so I want to try and do it to see if I can get better.
What is your biggest short-term dream?
To like be a golfer, like go on a real golf course.
What do you hope to be when you grow up?
A scuba diver.
Why do you want to be that?
I'd like to try it because I haven't tried it before and you get to see under the water.
I would like to be a makeup artist because I like art and I like makeup.
I like to protect animals because some animals are endangered.
I want to be like a scientist and invent like griffins.
I want to be a year one teacher because I like working with little people.
This term, the year threes and the year fours will have a chance to try out new activities at the Pioneer Centre and Aztec Water Park. The year fours have also been learning to ride their bikes safely. A few weeks ago, they brought their bikes to school for a bikeability course.
First, the year fours learnt new skills in the playground. Then they played some biking games.
We can't put up, put down, and we have to go all the way to the end, and the slowest one wins.
Georgia was really good at the biking games.
I've just won a biking game, so it's not the fastest that gets there, it's the slowest that gets there, and I've won all of them.
Afterwards, we interviewed some of the year fours who took part.
What is bikeability and is it hard?
Bikeability is where you bring your bike in as well as your helmet and these two men come in and teach you some things.
What did you learn about bikeability?
I learned the ABC sign, which is for air, brakes and chains.
What was the hardest thing and why?
The hardest thing is that you had to put your right foot on the pedal and staying like the bike position, and I kept on wobbling because my bike is really tall and I can't really control it.
Do you think this will make it so you do more biking?
Yes, it will definitely make me do more because they've taught me new things that I can learn with my dad.
While the Year 4s were learning to ride their bikes, our radio club group met a lady from Fernhill House Care Home who had a special task for us. Here's our interview with her.
My name's Frankie and I'm the Customer Relations Manager at Fernhill House Care Home. I've come here today to give you some forget-me-not seeds to plant. The forget-me-not is a symbol for the Alzheimer's Society. So we're hoping to spread the seeds in the community and plant lots of forget-me-not flowers.
Why are the forget-me-not flowers so special?
So it's a symbol of the Alzheimer's Society. because sometimes if some people are living with dementia, they can become a bit forgetful. So the flower is a sign that we're not forgetting about them, but also it's okay if they do forget sometimes as well.
Why is it important for children to learn about dementia?
Dementia is when the brain can be a bit poorly, and it's just about having that understanding of that. So say if your granddad or grandma, they might forget things, or sometimes they might not recognise you. So it's just about having that understanding of that's actually okay if that does happen.
Will we be able to visit Fernhill House soon?
Restrictions are lifting. Hopefully we'll get to the point where we can invite you to the home. Maybe you can do a bit of gardening within the home and plant some of the flowers. And I think one day we'll get back to the stage where we can have you back in the home again to meet the residents.
Hey, Gwen, what time is it?
It's time for the mystery sound.
Yay!
Time for our competition. We've got two mystery sounds for you today. Can you guess what they are?
A little tip. Think biking.
Here's the first one. And here's the second one. If you know what they are, put your hands up at the end of the show.
That's the end of our programme. We hope it has given you some ideas of things to try. Our message is...
follow your dreams!
Thanks for listening. Goodbye!
Goodbye!